Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Carly here wants to be on the voice disguiser for good reason. A lot of businesses are making cuts right now, big time. Mm-hmm. And you would think, like, the timing of it has always, like, been a little strange to me. Like, why wait until, like, a week before Christmas?
It's the new year.
I guess you got to wait until the new year, but can't you do it on, like, December 3rd or something?
I don't know what's better or worse, because you want people to get their paychecks for as long as they can.
Yeah.
Give them the action at the beginning of December and give them 2 weeks severance or something.
You got to be off the books by January 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
It does.
Well, Carly here says that she's got some job security, and her boss doesn't even know about it. She wants to obviously be on the voice disguiser, so here we are. Hey, Carly.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So, yeah, my company, there are rumors that there are going to be some layoffs because they're really trying to cut back. And so they're thinking it's going to be, well, they're saying maybe Wednesday. They're going to start to do the first round of cuts.
Mm.
So I've been with this company for a while, and I have a couple of coworkers that are really close with me. I'm sorry, I'm just so nervous. And so today we're going to go in, me and this other woman, and we're going to we'll see my our district manager used to be my direct supervisor. And I have something incriminating that could jeopardize his marriage, and I was going to basically go in there and say I want to be insured that my job is safe. Hmm. Me and the other coworker.
Okay, we need some specifics here.
We went on a work kind of outing, and one night we were at this bar restaurant, and a bunch of people left, and I was with two other people, and we were about to go. But then we said, you know what, why don't we, there's like a little loungy part in the back, let's just kind of go over there and have a couple more. So we were there, and this person, this manager, he ended up staying, I guess. He was just sitting at the bar, and he started talking to this woman who was there. And, you know, over the next couple of hours, he got really flirty, and he ended up leaving with her. And we have some pictures of just, I don't want to get too specific, but just it's pretty obvious that something's going on, that they did at least walk out to the parking lot maybe together, but very touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
Type pictures.
He's not going to care. There's nothing really incriminating there.
But
you don't know his wife.
I mean, how bad is it?
I mean, there's one picture where his hand is on her, like on her leg, her inner thigh, and she had a skirt on. So he's leaning and talking to her, but his hand is, you know, going up her inner thigh. You know,
that's pretty bad.
Yep.
Nothing with them kissing, but leaning in really, really close. You know, and then he's helping put on her jacket, and you know, has his arm around her. Mm. And there's definitely, you could see that there's something.
There's some chemistry there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sounds like such a made-for-TV movie type thing. You don't ever really think that blackmail is happening in real life, you know?
The question. How many other people in the office know about this? Because I feel like this information is only really good for blackmail if it's only yours. I mean, if he has to make a lot of different cuts, But then the whole department's coming in to try to blackmail him? Like, he's still going to have to cut some people.
Only three of us know about it. And it's not like we had planned to use this or anything. It just, we started taking pictures of each other and then noticed he was in the background. And we were getting really drunk and we just said, oh, and we just start snapping pictures every now and then. It's three people, including me. So me and two other women. And one woman, she's not sure yet, but she definitely doesn't want to walk into the office with us. She's just really freaked out about it. And I am too. I'm just so scared about losing my job. I mean, I don't know what
you're desperate.
I'll do. And I have another friend who used to work for the mayor, and he hasn't been able to get work. He got laid off, and he hasn't been able to get work for a year, and he has a master's degree.
Well, the only thing you have to think about is like two or three steps ahead. Because, okay, say you blackmail him and you keep your job through the holidays or through this firing time. Like, how is the work environment going to be after that when you still have to go to work with him?
Doesn't matter. She's still getting a check.
At this point,
He's not my direct supervisor anymore. He's been promoted. So he's still,
I'm just saying in January, you can come up with some other reason to let you go.
He's going to want those pictures. He's going to go, okay, this one-time deal.
Mm-hmm.
At least this is how I would see it going down on Lifetime Network. Right. He's going to want the pictures in exchange for doing this, so you can never blackmail him ever again.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't give up pictures. I mean, I want to be able to leave this company when I get another job, when I want to. You know, not. I don't want to buy myself 2 months.
Hey, Kanika. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
And thank you.
I work in HR in a company here, mm-hmm. and all I wanted to say to this lady is that if you're working for a DM or whoever, they're told a specific name to cut you off. They don't just choose a random person to lay off. So if you go in and have this story for that person, they're still going to lay you off. And you might even get in trouble yourself for bringing this up.
So it might not, is it, do you know for sure it's his direct decision on who stays and who goes?
I don't think it's his direct decision. And I've definitely thought about what that caller said, that there are a lot of factors. But he has a great influence on, you know, on, I believe, who stays and who doesn't. And I don't think he's going to want to come forth with that with anyone. You know, I don't think he's going to say, hey, Bob, I don't know what to do because, you know, someone has these pictures. You know, I don't think he's going to want anyone to know about that. So I think he'll try, you know, as hard as he can to come up with some reason why he can't, you know, mm-hmm. let us go.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, it's devil's advocate. I mean, yeah, moral issue, whether she should do it or not. But here's a situation we're in this country where so many people are losing their jobs. And like she said, so many people, so you lose your job at one company before, then you might be able to get something, even if it's part-time. But that is not the case that we're in right now. So even if, like you said, Jen, the work environment, well, at least she's still getting a paycheck and has insurance. You know what I mean? So for some people, that it may be, even though she may get laid off anyway, why not try to save your job? I'm just devil's advocate, just asking.
Hey, Kirsten, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to say that what if the boss is on the chopping block, too? I mean, I would assume he's not the be-all, end-all, so what if he's on the chopping block?
Then what difference does it make? Like, he's the guy who's
because in... Because if you weren't on the chopping block, he's going to make sure you are now.
Well, not if you got the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not if you have the pictures. Why would he do that?
Can't. That's the only thing she's got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wouldn't, even then, he might say, like, then he would go to his supervisors and go, hey, you know what? That list I gave you, we got to move a couple people off it because I was wrong.
I'd have to see the pictures, but the case that you're stating for the pictures right now, at least what I have in my mind, he could just go to his wife and go, look, I just got to be honest with you. One night, I got buzzed with a whole bunch of workers, and I didn't go over the line, but I think I was inappropriate with one of my coworkers. And there were some pictures taken. She's going to get mad at him. They're going to be mad at each other for 3 days, and then it's over. It's not like you know he's having an affair.
Depends on how many pictures there are.
And I'd have to see him, too. Mm-hmm. But at least what you're saying here, the way the picture that she painted, doesn't sound devastating.
It's not concrete enough.
Right.
And hand going up the skirt and then leaving together, pretty intent.
Is blackmail illegal?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
When are you supposed to do this?
Unless you're one of the major car companies.
What's that? When are you going to do this?
We're going to do it today.
Today?
Yeah.
I have a suggestion. Is it wrong for me to give you a suggestion on how to do it?
No, yeah, sure.
Because my suggestion wouldn't be, because you said you were going to march into his office.
Yeah, and it wasn't a coworker. It was just a woman who was at the bar. You know, she looked like kind of a business type woman. Maybe she was traveling or something for work.
So it's nobody. It's not somebody you know.
No.
Okay.
See, my thought is, don't walk into the.
I mean, that would be even better because that person could maybe say that, you know.
But you don't have that.
There was something going on, you know, but. No, it's just a random woman. So what were you going to tell me?
I was going to say, I wouldn't walk into the office. Mm-hmm. I would write a strongly worded email and attach one of the photographs, the most incriminating, mm-hmm. and say, and maybe even print it out so there's nothing like in the email system and take it to him and then go in there and just say, hey, the email was from me and Melissa. You know, don't put your names on it or anything like that. Because
I wouldn't put anything in an email.
No,
no, I wouldn't either.
Put it in writing and then go in there and say, hey, this is from me and Melissa. Don't put your name on it. Because if you go in there in person, then he can start threatening and talk. You can end up fired right away. But if you give it to him in writing and he's got to sit on it and he doesn't know who it is.
Are you giving her blackmail advice? I'm just trying to figure out exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, I asked you if I could beforehand.
Yeah, he says, is it okay for me to give advice on how to do it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you go in there right away, his gut reaction might be to, bye-bye, fire you immediately without...
It's true.
And then deal with the consequences afterwards. But if he has to sit on it for a few hours... That's when the full repercussions start to pop into his mind.
Let's talk to you tomorrow morning after you go in the office today and find out how it went.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
The Burt Show.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
All right, let's get back to Tanya. Here's the call that she made to us on Friday.
This dude I've hooked up with, his penis is entirely too small. I mean, we hooked up, and I mean, but he talks too much.
I mean,
he's just irritating, and he wants to do it again. I'm like, I don't want to. He said, why not? I'm just like, I just don't want to, but I'm just going to finally tell him the reason why.
You're not making that up. Like, that's a legitimate reason?
That's a legitimate reason.
All right, so I wasn't here on Friday. So the deal is he works his way into bed with her. Is he awful?
They hook up once.
Okay, they hook up once.
It's so bad, but the reason it's so bad is because of the size.
Okay, so he had some technique, but it's so small that even if he had the greatest technique in the world, it was still going to be bad.
And he was diligent about saying, baby, I can make it right for you. And she was going, uh-uh. Mm-mm. And he was so persistent, she didn't feel like there was anything else she could do but tell him that. And Jeff was saying,
anything.
No!
Come up with anything else but that.
Except tell him.
Anything else. I'm sorry, I think I like women now. I'm sorry, I don't know. that I'm in a place to be in any sort of relationship right now, anything.
But just so I'm clear, she told him initially, you have a small penis and there's nothing you can do about it.
No, she hadn't told him that yet.
She was just saying she wasn't going to do it again.
Okay. Here's Tanya back on the voice disguiser. Hey, Tanya, did he work his way back into bed with you, or did you give him one more shot? Come on.
No, I did not. And let me clarify, we never even slept together. We kind of fooled around.
Right. There's different definitions of hooking up.
Yeah, hooking up.
Mm-hmm. So but, you just messed around, and you did the drive-by.
Yes, and I did, you know, the slight check, and it is very small. And, oh, my God, I was just telling Tracy, he just nonstop this morning, like, please, I just want to L it, you know? And I'm like, no, I don't want to get together. And I even did Jeff's thing about, we're not compatible. He said, I've never heard of no such thing. I've never been told it by a woman. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? That's why you don't have one.
This guy has a huge ego.
Oh, my God. A little, yeah, huge ego and a little thing.
Oh, poor guy.
That's a bad combination.
No, I think that there's a certain stigma that goes along with being a short guy. I'm one of them. I think that most would think, okay, that's probably his parts are all small all the way around. Is this guy a big guy with a small part, or is he a small guy with a small part?
He's he's probably about 5'10". Okay. I mean, good looking. You know, he's okay looking. It's just that, you know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing with it. And I know that, and so I'm feeling like and without hurting his feelings, but I'm about to tell him because I'm my text is getting blown up right now.
Does he know you're on the radio?
Huh?
Well, no. Then he would know the reason.
I don't think so.
There must be some women listening, and we can use the voice disguiser for you guys also. That you're glad you gave him a shot, even though he had a really small thing there. You gave him a shot, and you were pleasantly surprised because he knew what he was doing. And at first, you were probably just like Tanya. You're like, you're all grossed out because at first this it must be shocking.
It's going to be one of those things. If we get one call, I'll be surprised.
Serious?
Yeah.
404-741-Q100.
Maybe he's very talented at other things.
I hope Stacey's in the gym. That's all I'm saying. I hope she's not listening.
She's like, oh, sweet, I got the hotline. I don't know how to get right through.
Voice disguiser, please. Stacey, I know that's you. I'm just saying, I think we will get calls from women here saying, yes, it was small and shocking the very first time that I saw it or touched it. And I just said, what the hell? And I gave him a shot, and he made up for it. Brittany.
We got to keep track of numbers and stuff. No. Come on.
Go ahead, Brittany. Either one. They're all working.
Yes, that's happened to me.
It has happened to you.
Uh-huh, it has happened to me.
Okay.
Because it is the motion of the ocean. No, it's usually that they're willing to work a lot harder and try a lot more things.
But the problem with this guy is he doesn't think that his thing is small, right, Tanya?
Yeah.
I think he knows it's small, but he's pissed off right now because I won't see him. So I'm just going to tell him straight up in his text, it's small, and that's it.
I think you should.
You can't do that by text.
I love you guys. Y'all get me through my morning, but this is absurd.
Is that really a good way to get that message, though? Like, I mean, text, really, if you're going to get it?
I think he's enjoying the torture. I mean, I'm rejecting him. And like I said, also, I have an open, quote-unquote, relationship. And, you know, I told my boyfriend, he's like, yeah, just tell him it's small. He said, maybe he'll stop.
Well, now
he won't stop.
Now it got strange.
Wait a second.
So you have an open relationship with your boyfriend?
Yes.
And he can do whatever he wants to?
Yeah. But he rather me. That's why I said this is probably a good story. But, and I, you know, I told him about this guy, and when I told him how little it was, he said, well, just tell him it's too small.
You may have just gotten yourself booked on the show tomorrow, too.
Yeah, you can't ask your current boyfriend for how to tell your lover he's got a small penis.
He don't love her. He just, you know...
Well, he could have been had he had something to work with.
Yeah, that's thank you, Jan. If he would have had something to work with.
She's almost angry about it. Good morning, Erin. You're on Q100, not on the voice disguiser, unless you want to be.
Oh, no, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay. Hold on one sec. Let me get you off. Go ahead.
So I was dated this guy for about a year and a half, and it was a couple months before we got intimate. And he was a short guy. He was about 5'3", 5'4", and so I just automatically assumed he was small. Mm-hmm. But when we finally did it, it was small, but damn, it was good. He knew what he was doing, and he knew it was small. He did not give a damn. It was good.
I think this goes, does this go along with the theory that we've had before that, like, average-looking guys will try harder also rather than your good-looking guys? Maybe your short men, you know, your smaller dudes, maybe they try harder. Is that what we're saying?
Because they step
maybe.
up.
Maybe. And that's maybe what Brittany's saying.
Well, but I've had both experiences, to be honest. I've had. I sound like I get around on this show, don't I? For real. No, I've had little experiences where I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't go back to that. But I've also had little experiences where it was like, oh, that's all right. That's
little experiences good. That were actually big.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kat. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
All right. I about had a heart attack when I heard her say that she hadn't slept with the guy. Mm-hmm. And she's judging him on his size alone without trying him out.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem. Just because a guy like is not so well endowed as other guys doesn't mean it's not going to be good when you get him in the sack.
Have you had experience in this area, Kat?
I have, yes. And fortunately, the guy that I was with, I mean, like, he was a sweet guy, and he was right up front about saying, oh, yeah, I've got a 2-inch, you know, fun time down there.
What?
And he was so upfront about it, and he was like, yeah, but, you know, you're going to have a good time, and it makes other things a lot easier. So give it a try. Goodness sake, you can't just reject a guy thinking that you're not going to like something. And that can't be the only reason. She might have other problems with the guy, and that's just fine. Like, go ahead and dump him for other reasons. But don't let that be the only reason. Goodness.
Are you still with Mr. 2 Inches?
No, I'm not. No, that was a fun experience for me, but I'm not. But it was a great time. It was a great night.
It was one great night.
Yeah.
Well, if it was that great, then why don't you go back to him?
Oh well, it was a one night stand with him and his girlfriend. It was.
Oh wow.
So really wait a minute. He had a girlfriend. And yeah. he's got a 2-inch package. He's got himself a regular girlfriend, and he's picking up other girls.
Yeah.
Wow. Bring me to this 2-inch man.
What's he doing right? I'm just curious.
When he's not making love to women, is he sitting on the top of a mountain giving advice out to people who come up and seek wisdom from him?
Well, he's not all that different from Buddha. Yeah, you're right about that.
Wow, that is impressive. Wow.
That is impressive.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Am I on the voice disguiser?
You're not. Do you want to be?
Sure.
Okay.
You have to ask for it properly. Voice disguiser, please.
Go ahead, Brittany. You're on it now.
Okay. Just wanted to say that I agree with the other callers. They apparently have had experiences with a smaller package as well. And I myself, there was a fella in my life a couple of months ago, and he actually was the smallest package I've ever seen, but knew how to work it. So, you know, give it a chance, Tanya. That's all I'm saying.
Tanya, are you not even a little bit intrigued to see what this guy might have?
No, I'm not. He's being nasty. He's mad because he wants to take me to lunch now.
Okay, so just say I don't want to date you.
I did.
And he won't leave her alone.
No, yes.
I think he can sue you.
For what?
Because you're obviously discriminating.
Does your boyfriend have
small penis? Yeah, small penis discrimination.
What'd you say, Dan?
Let a lot of people call it SPD.
I was going to ask you if your boyfriend is well endowed.
Oh, yes.
See, then that's what you're used to.
Well, yes. Can't you operate with averages?
And I would be okay with a small, you know, package. But when you're being really pushy and just aggressive, and I said, not today or maybe another time, let me think about it, and you still keep on, why not? That's a turnoff.
Yeah, he's turned you off so much to where it's past the point of you even wanting to give him a shot because he's so arrogant about it.
Yeah.
So it's not even about aggressive. The penis size anymore. Good morning, Misha. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hi. I was calling to say I think she should give him a shot. The guy that I'm currently dating, he's smaller than what I'm used to. And the first time that we actually slept together, it was unbelievable. Right. And he's very handsome.
They're all telling you, go for it.
I'm sorry?
I think you're missing the point. It has nothing to do with just looks. It's his whole attitude right now.
Okay, so then there's your reason for breaking up with him.
But I'm not really, quote-unquote, breaking up. He's just not going to get the real thing.
Right, so just tell him, I don't like your attitude. Whatever you do, you cannot tell a man that his junk is too small.
Well, if this guy is so arrogant and he deserves it, then I think maybe you
gotta... No, what kind of man are you?
Well, it depends how arrogant he's been.
Why don't you be a little less Oprah and a little more Tebow?
Leave Bert alone. He's right. I'm just going to, you know what? Maybe I should tell him face to face. Maybe that'll do it.
As long as you're telling him it's because of his bad attitude.
I'll tell him because of both.
I don't want to.
You got a bad attitude. If you tell a guy that you're breaking up with him because he has a bad attitude and a little penis, all he hears is you've got a bad attitude and a bad attitude.
I think some guys need it. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I was just wondering, like, when you say small, exactly how small do you mean? Because what's small to somebody might not be so small to somebody else. So I'm just curious.
My middle finger.
Your middle finger. Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Strange, if even.
Yes. Say that again.
So you're talking, like, 3 to 4 inches?
Probably. That's probably being nice, Bob. Maybe. Probably about what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, dump it.
Okay, I'm right there with you. That's ridiculous.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/ScorecardPlus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I am doing great.
You are ready to get engaged.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
She's taking matters into her own hands.
Well, I have friends that did a similar thing and are still married and very successful.
That's great. I mean, you know, it's interesting because he had said before that he wasn't the marrying type and, you know, the whole, like, oh, you know, a piece of paper is just a piece of paper. You know, if you're together, you're together. But I really feel, I mean, with 100% certainty that he's going to say yes. I mean, he's the love of my life, and he's terrific, and I'm really excited.
Now, how long have y'all been going out?
Probably almost a year and 4 months.
A year?
That's still pretty early,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, you know, I think it really depends, because I know, like, my parents were, they knew each other for 2 months before they got married, and they've been together for 26 years.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, it really depends on the couple.
Definitely.
And one of the biggest factors that really made me think that this was not just a fantasy but could actually happen was he's originally from Connecticut, and he moved out here, like I said, a little over a year ago, and we started to date. And after about 9 months, his job called him back to move back. And I thought, you know, I've been in long-distance relationships before, like when I was in college, and didn't work out well. And I told myself, I was like, you know what? If things are going really strong still after 6 months, this is just something I said to myself. I didn't say it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? If after 6 months of being long-distance and apart, mm-hmm. and it's still going strong, I'm going to ask him. And it's been great.
And you're that sure he's going to say yes? You're that sure he's going to be as excited as you are?
I am positive. Well, it's the excitement, like, I don't know if he's going to scream and jump up and down like a girl would, but I think he's definitely going to say yes. I mean, this is going to be in front of his whole family, too.
Now, that is the part that I'm nervous about.
That's where we put the brakes on.
There's a lot of parts I'm nervous about. I mean, I'm not such a traditionalist, obviously, that I don't agree with you proposing to him. However, doing it in front of his family that, my understanding is, you've never met?
No, I've talked to his mom many, many times, and, like, his sister on the telephone.
Okay.
But we've never actually met in person. So he's been out here to see me a few times. But he invited me this year to go to his family's house. So.
Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you just wait for him to ask you?
Well, like I said, I mean, he'd always said that it was just a piece of paper, that it didn't matter to him. But I think what my thinking is, and I feel, you know, like I said, really, really strongly that he's going to say yes, is that he'll realize that it's important to me and to my family. Like, I just don't want to I don't want to just move in with him. And I really love this guy. I'm willing to, like, move halfway, you know, across the country, you know, to be with this guy. And if I'm going to do that, I don't want it to be just because he's my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want definitely more of a commitment. And it's when you were talking about, like, meeting his family on Christmas Eve, I'm actually going to talk to his dad and ask his permission if, you know, how he feels about it.
So you're going, like, traditional roles just flip-flopped.
Yeah, a little
so
flip-flop.
Are you going to propose with a ring?
Actually, yeah. You know, it's funny because when I was shopping, I hadn't ever heard this term before, but they called it a man-gagement ring.
Man-gagement?
Like, that's really funny. It's a funny term, but it's a really beautiful, like, titanium band. So it doesn't, it could just be, like, a regular decorative ring, too. Like, I don't know if he'd want that for his wedding ring. But I definitely wanted to get him something that was, you know, masculine and strong and represented what I felt was the strength of our relationship.
All right, hold on one second here. Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell the caller that it's really not too early. I had a lot of my friends tell me that it was too early, but it wasn't. We met April 2008. And we were married June 13th this year.
Wow,
that was real fast. Congratulations.
See, here's it's not the timing of it that scares me a little bit. It's the statement that, and I would have to see it or hear it for myself, his take on marriage sounds very different than yours. His take is, it's just a piece of paper. I don't need that to be with you for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how strongly he believes in that or not. There are guys that will absolutely... under no circumstance, around the world, Susie was dating a guy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely, this was part of his world. That if you want to be with me, I can love you forever. We can have children. But as far as marriage goes, that's just not for me. And it sounds to me like he's telling you, like, it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, that's why, like I said, I mean, every step of our relationship, he's been really supportive. He's like, he's not one of those guys who's like afraid to talk about his feelings, you know. And I know he loves me, and I'm really, really thinking that when he realizes that how important it is to me, that if it is just a piece of paper, it won't be that big a deal. I mean, I don't care about prenups or any of that, you know. Like I come from a really good family, so I don't need, you know, like money or any of that stuff. That has nothing to do with it. So I think that's why most men are afraid of getting married, is they're so worried.
Yeah, there's just enough gray area here to make me think you certainly shouldn't be a public proposal, and it shouldn't be in front of his family.
Well, it should never be a public proposal in front of the family that you meet for the first time, man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that...
That's a good point.
To me, though, it's like a more creative ultimatum. Because, I mean, my only other suggestion is that if you don't feel comfortable moving and living with him as a girlfriend, then the only other option is you're going to have to give him the ultimatum. Either I am married to you or I don't go.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty harsh, but I guess it's true, because I don't want to do that. You know, I mean, he moved out here for work. We met here. So this is, you know, this is my life, and it's when he's here with me, it's fine, because I have my family, I have my friends, I have, you know, my career, I have all of that. But if I move, you know, back east where I don't know anybody, I'm sure he's going to understand, you know, because we've talked about this. You know, about me moving. I'm a pharmaceutical rep, so I can pretty much, like, work anywhere. But he works, I won't say what company he works for, but he works for a very big company, and he has a, you know, a lifetime career ahead of him with this company. I can move around from company to company. It's not that big a deal. But I don't want to give up my friends, my family, like, the whole life that I've had,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to go be some girlfriend. Not that, you know, I enjoy my relationship with them, but I definitely want to take it another step.
Kimberly, let me put you on hold for a second, because a whole bunch of people want to give you their opinion on it.
Not a problem.
It's about split right now. About half people saying, no way. It's just the wrong place, wrong time, just not right. And the other saying, just absolutely go for it. Why not?
Seriously, 50-50?
It's about 50-50.
Is that what our
right
audience
now.
Is?
About 50.
Yeah,
it's always 50-50.
It's a shocker.
I know.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.